Welcome to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Brought to you by Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Confer Plastics, and Middleport Tractor. Now, here's your host, Derek Evans.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Hometown 1340 AM WLVL, streaming at WLVL.com. It is the evening of February 14th, and we are live here with Match 19 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. I'm your host, Derek Evans. I'd like to say hello to our producer, Randy, working the soundboard tonight. Hello, Randy.
Hey, Derek, and I hope our listeners are doing the same thing I'm doing, is playing along with the kids, trying to do my best to guess the answers.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, any listeners at home? I imagine they're trying to guess the answers too. Maybe I always imagine it might be cool to have like a fantasy Scholastic Bowl league or something, where you keep track of the points that you get right at home and compare to other listeners and things like that. I feel like that could be fun. In today's match, we have Medina, coached by Jeff Dole; North Tonawanda, coached by Richard Andrus; and Roy Hart, coached by John Reith. Before we start, let's take a moment to see who's on each team today. We'll start here with Medina. Who do we have?
I'm Dan. I'm a junior, and yesterday I was tapped for the NHS.
I'm Maddie. I'm a freshman, and I am in my school's musical and marching band.
I'm Alex, and I'm a senior.
All right. Now, Dan, what does tapped by the NHS mean?
Well, it's just selected as a candidate.
Oh, okay. This is the Honor Society? Is that right? All right. Congratulations. All right. And Alex, any news from Medina?
Tonight, our modified boys basketball team has a game at Roy Hart, and our modified swimming team has a meet at Albion. Tomorrow, boys basketball has a game at Wilson, as does girls basketball. Friday, modified boys basketball is hosting Wilson. And Saturday is modified boys basketball at Roy Hart. And then wrestling, they have state championships this weekend at Albany, and cheer his sectionals on Saturday at Star Point.
All right, excellent. Thank you very much. On to North Tonawanda. Who do we have here on North Tonawanda?
Richie, North Tonawanda.
I'm Sam. I'm a senior.
I'm Delaney. I'm a senior.
All right, excellent. And Delaney, any news from North Tonawanda?
Yeah, an NTR Foreign Language Department goes to Quebec this Saturday. Our annual senior paint night takes place next month, and our musical Mean Girls is in the works for March.
All right, excellent. Thank you very much. And last but not least, Roy Hart. Who do we have here on Roy Hart?
I'm Finn, and I'd like to shout out St. Valentine.
I'm Camden. I'm a sophomore, and I'd like to shout out Randy in the booth and my dad for bringing me here on last minute notice.
I'm Xander Goodrich, and I would like to shout out my uncle, Eric Cook, who works here.
Oh, wow, that's your uncle. Oh, very cool. All right. Very nice. Oh, I hope Eric's listening. Very cool. All right. Finn, any news from Roy Hart?
Today, our medley relay team of Sean Labiak, Garrett Gleishaw, Carson Hashem, and Nick Armenia will be competing in the boys' swim state qualifiers at ECC, so good luck to them. And tomorrow, the girls' basketball team has their senior night in a home game against Barker at 6:30 p.m. There's also our musical Freaky Friday, which premieres March 15th, so look out for that.
All right, excellent. Thank you much. And Xander, have you been to the station before?
I have not, no.
This is your first time? Okay, wow. Well, the seat I'm in right now is the seat that Eric usually sits for the morning show, and then he moves usually into that room there behind the studio for Tradio. So now you know what it looks like. Very cool. All right. Well, let me thank our sponsors: Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, and Confer Plastics. Big thank you to our sponsors for making this happen. And big thank you to Cornerstone Arena for supplying public skate and ice jam tickets to all the participants here tonight. All right. Without further ado, let's get started here with the first of three rounds. Round one will consist of 15 buzzer questions worth 5 points each. For every 3 buzzer questions that a school gets correct, there will be a bonus question worth 15 points, reserved only for that school to answer. After all 15 buzzer questions are asked, we will conclude round one with an audio excerpt question worth 30 points. Remember, for the buzzer portion, no discussion with your team. But when we get to a bonus question, you can, of course, discuss with your team then. All right, let's clear the buzzers, and we'll get started with round one. All right. Our first buzzer question for 5 points. Harriet Tubman was known as the blank of her people And we have Finn from Roihart.
Moses.
Moses is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Roihart. And on to the next question. All right, for 5 points, it can be used either with or without a comma as the first word of a dependent clause in a sentence. What is this term for a type of pronoun whose most common examples include who, whose, that, and which? Once again, it can be used either with. All right, Camden from Roihart.
There.
There, no. Can be used either with or without a comma as the first word of a dependent clause in a sentence. What is this term for a type of pronoun whose most common examples include who, whose, that, and which? Give you another moment, Medina and North Tonawanda, a chance to buzz in. One more moment. All right, we're going to move on. The answer to this one, relative. Relative. All right, next question. For 5 points, the measures of two consecutive angles of a parallelogram are in the ratio of 1 to 8. Find the measure of the smaller of these angles. Give you a moment to try to calculate that. Once again, the measures of two consecutive angles of a parallelogram are in the ratio of 1 to 8. All right, we have Sam from North Tonawanda.
20.
20 is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to North Tonawanda. All right, next buzzer question for 5 points. Two basic substances in snake venom are hemotoxins and what else? A word for poisons that damage nerve cells. A word for poisons that damage nerve cells. All right, Finn from Roihart.
Neurotoxins?
Yes, neurotoxins is exactly right. 5 points there to Roihart. On to the next question. All right, for 5 points, the bright orange color of streetlights results from this element's vapor. What is this element, an anagram of the phrase, do I sum? What is this element? Again, an anagram of the phrase, do I sum? A question, maybe a... all right. Finn from Roihart.
Sodium.
Sodium. Yeah, that's correct. 5 points there to Roihart. And now that leads you to a bonus question. So this is just for you, Roihart, for 15 possible points. The ghosts of Cape Horn, Blow the Man Down, and Holloway Joe are all examples of what type of song? What type of songs? I'll give you 10 seconds to discuss. The Ghosts of Cape Horn, Blow the Man Down, and Haul Away Joe. What kind of songs? What type?
I was thinking folk. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Are we good with that? Folk.
Folk. We were not looking for folk. We were looking for shanties or sea shanties for that one. A tricky, tricky bonus there. All right, back to a buzzer question. For 5 points back, Owen, for anyone here, back when it was part of a hyphenated empire, its navy controlled the Slovenian and Croatian coasts. And we have Richie from North Tonawanda.
Austria-Hungary?
Austria, that is correct. 5 points there to North Tonawanda. And on to the next question. All right, for 5 points, name either one of the two delegates to the Constitutional Convention who later became U.S. president. All right, we have Alex from Medina.
James Madison.
James Madison is correct. The other one was George Washington. All right, next question. For 5 points, the Gilbert and Sullivan opera is subtitled The Lass That Loved a Sailor. Name this play whose title ship of the Royal Navy is named after a type of apron. Give this one a moment before we move on. All right, Finn from Roihart.
The Tempest.
The Tempest, and no. North Tonawanda or Medina, chance at this before we move on. All right, we're going to move on. This was tricky. HMS Pinafore. Pinafore. HMS Pinafore. All right, next question. 4 5 points. Along with its sister ship, the Graf Zeppelin. All right, and we have Alex from Medina.
Hindenburg.
Hindenburg is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Medina. All right, next question. For 5 points, is this a dagger which I see before me, the handle toward my hand? That line is spoken by which Shakespearean title character? All right, we have Dan from Medina.
Macbeth
is correct. 5 points there to Medina. That brings Medina to a bonus question. So this is just for you, Medina, for 15 possible points. In zoology, it designates instinctive behavior that, while harmful to the individual, contributes to the survival of the species. Give me this word whose adjectival form describes people who have unselfish concern for the welfare of others.
Altruism?
I'll give you 10 seconds.
Altruism?
Altruism, yeah, that is correct. 15 points there to Medina. All right, back to a buzzer question. All right, for 5 points, Bernoulli's principle says this quantity for an ideal fluid increases and decreases in direct proportion to pressure. The Maxwell-Boltzmann distribution gives the derivation of the root mean square form of this quantity for all classical particles. What is this vector quantity whose time derivative is acceleration? All right, we have Alex from Medina.
Velocity.
Velocity is correct. Yeah, 5 points there. To Medina. On to the next question. All right, 5 points. Republicans in 1864 transmitted the Constitution of this prospective state to Washington, D.C. by telegraph so they could... All right, and we have Alex from Medina.
West Virginia.
West Virginia, nope. By telegraph so they could be admitted to the Union in time to vote for Abraham Lincoln. In Mark Twain's Roughing It, he and his brother worked in the mining camps of this state. Gambling on college sports is illegal in all 50 states, with this exception. What is this state bordered by Utah, Oregon, Idaho, Arizona, and California? All right, we have Sam from North Tonawanda.
Wyoming.
Wyoming, no. All right, and we have Finn from Roihart.
Nevada.
Nevada is correct. 5 points there to Roihart. All right, next question. For 5 points, its invention is attributed to a man named Johann Christoph Denner in Germany around 1700. Most professional versions are made of African blackwood. In jazz, they're sometimes called licorice sticks. Famed players. All right, and we have Finn from Roihart.
Clarinet.
Clarinet is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Roihart. All right, next question for 5 points. Two gears are in a ratio of 7 to 2. The smaller gear has 16 teeth. How many teeth has the larger gear? Once again, two gears are in a ratio of 7 to 2. All right, we have Finn from Roihart.
56?
Yeah, 56 is correct. 5 points there to Roihart. That brings you to another bonus question. So this is just for you, Roihart, for 15 possible points. The Siberian tiger is, of course, the largest member of the cat family. But what is the Siberian taiga? And that's spelled T-A-I-G-A. The Siberian taiga, T-A-I-G-A. I'll give you 10 seconds to discuss.
Forest, right? That's what a taiga is. I play Minecraft. I'm going to go with that. A forest?
Yes, forest. That is correct. It's a very large biogeographic region in eastern Russia. It's woodland or forest. That's correct. So 15 points there to Roihart. All right. Back to a buzzer question. All right. For 5 points, although their English name comes directly from the Icelandic language, they can be found in the southern hemisphere at Messier Channel in Chile and Milford Sound in New Zealand. These long, narrow... All right. And we have Finn from Roihart.
Fjord.
Yeah, fjord is correct. 5 points there to Roihart. And that will do it for the buzzer portion of round one. So now we move to the audio portion. So grab that blank paper and writing utensil in front of you. I will ask a question related to an audio excerpt. I'll then play you the excerpt. I'll ask the question again. During that time, feel free to discuss the answer with your team and then lock it in by writing it on the paper there in front of you. The question is, I Want to Hold Your Hand is one of the Beatles' all-time best-selling singles, but do you recall what song was on the flip side? And here's the excerpt.
It's Funny, My Sister. 1, 2, 3, 4!
Well, she was just 17, you know what I mean, and the way she
All right. So we're looking for the title of that song. Once again, I Want to Hold Your Hand is one of the Beatles' all-time best-selling singles. But do you recall what song was on the flip side? We're looking for the title of that song that you just heard. I'll give you 10 seconds to lock it in. 10 seconds to lock it in. What is the title of that song you just heard? All right. Give you one more moment to finally lock in your answers. I think we're waiting on Roy Hart to lock in. All right, you're locked in. All right, so we'll start here with Medina. What do you have? Rainy Day Sister. All right, North Tonawanda. I Saw Her Standing There. All right, and Roy Hart. Another Man. All right. One of you is correct. The answer is I Saw Her Standing There. So 30 points there to North Tonawanda. All right. And that'll do it for round one. So we're going to take a short break. And when we return, we'll enter into round two. So stick around. This is match 19 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL. We'll be right back after these messages.
Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is proud to bring you the 2024 Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Wishing the best to all of the participating schools, their coaches, and the Scholastic Bowl teams. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union offers the community great products and services like checking, savings accounts, a first-time auto buyer program, and the student credit card. Parents and grandparents, ask one of Niagara's Choice representatives about how you can help teach good financial responsibility with a basic youth share savings account. Plus, Niagara's Choice FCU has great loan rates and an easy loan process. So, stop into one of their locations and meet with one of their member services representatives today. Or you can visit niagaraschoice.org. Find out why Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is truly where you belong. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union. Serving the community for over 70 years, and now serving both Niagara and Erie counties. Visit niagaraschoice.org.
Cusimano's Pizzeria, weekday special. Every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, all day long, get an extra large 18-inch cheese pizza for only $15.99. What a great deal.
That's right, an extra large 18-inch cheese pizza for only $15.99 at all locations, Lockport, Medina, and Brockport.
You will love their pizza, made with the freshest and finest ingredients every day. Cusimano's has real roast beef, plus so much more.
Check out CusimanosPizza.com or find them on Facebook, Delivery, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats.
If it's happening in Niagara County, you'll hear about it on Wake Up Niagara. Join John Mazur with Niagara's newsmakers on the Niagara's Choice Voice Line. Hear local headlines with Hank Nevins and on-the-hour updates from Fox News. Tune in for traffic updates with Eric Cook and the Hardy Marble Time Saver Traffic Report. Turn back time with Century Flashback and test your knowledge with Trivia Teaser. Wake Up Niagara with John Mazur, Eric Cook, and Hank Nevins. Weekday morning 6 to 9 on Hometown WLVL, 1340 AM. Take your seats. Time for another round of Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
Back, you're listening to 1340 AM WLVL and streaming worldwide at WLVL.com. This is match 19 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl, brought to you by Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, and Confer Plastics. Also, big thank you to Cornerstone Arena for supplying the contestants tonight with ice jam tickets and public skate tickets. I'm your host, Derek Evans, and today we have Medina, coached by Jeff Dole, North Tonawanda, coached by Richard Andrus, and Roy Hart, coached by John Reith. All right, so after round one, the current score is Roy Hart takes the lead with 50, followed by North Tonawanda 40 and Medina 35. Once again, Roy Hart 50, North Tonawanda 40, Medina 35, and we got two more rounds to go. So let's get started here with the second of three rounds. Round two is a 60-second speed round. Each school will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions worth 10 points each in a chosen category. If a school answers all 10 questions correctly, they'll be awarded an additional 20 bonus points. A player can say pass to a question to render that question as incorrectly answered and move on to the next question. After the 60-second speed rounds, we will end round two with a redemption buzzer round where all the incorrectly answered questions will be up for grabs for any school to answer and worth 10 points each. Remember, during the speed rounds, you may discuss the answer with your team, and then it will be the job of the captain to relay the answer to me. We like to give the team with the fewest number of points after round one the privilege of going first. So, Medina, you get to choose your category first. The categories are states, splendid, masks, and operas. Take a moment, discuss, and let me know what category.
States.
States. All right. All right. So I will start that 60-second timer after I complete the first question. Medina, your category is states. And the first question is, almost all of which state lies within the Great Basin?
Nevada.
Nevada is correct. Next question. Name the state whose former capitals were Kaskaskia and Vandalia.
Maine.
Incorrect. Next question. Name one of the two states that has the shortest coasts on the Gulf of Mexico, only about 50 miles apiece.
Alabama.
That is correct. Which U.S. state has the longest foreign border?
Montana.
Incorrect. Next question. What is the second largest U.S. state in total area?
Texas.
Texas is correct. Next question. Which is the southwesternmost of the Four Corners states?
Arizona.
Yes, that is correct. Next question. The Ozark Plateau forms the upper part of which U.S. state?
North Dakota.
Incorrect. Next question. In what state would you find the J. Paul Getty Museum?
Illinois.
Illinois is not correct, and that'll do it for your category. So we move now to North Tonawanda. North Tonawanda, your categories are splendid, masks, or operas.
Splendid.
Splendid. All right. Let's see. So, North Tonawanda, for this category, identify these words that rhyme with splendid. All right. So, your answer is going to be a word that rhymes with splendid. All right. I will start that 60-second timer after I complete the first question. So, once again, North Tonawanda, your category is splendid. The first question is, you may propose to your beloved on this kind of knee.
Pass.
All right, next question. Darned socks. Darned socks.
Pass.
All right, next question. Mixed ingredients together.
Blended.
Blended is correct. Next question. Relied on another.
Depended.
Correct. Next question. Hurt by another's comments.
Offended.
Correct. Next question. Nabbed by the police.
Apprehended.
Correct. Next question. Added to a book's end.
Amended.
Incorrect. Next question. Made improvements or corrections to a document.
Amended.
Yes, that is correct. Understood.
Comprehended.
Correct. And complimented on a job well done.
Commended.
Commended is correct. All right. And that'll do it for your round.
Okay, that was pretty good.
All right. And that leaves Roihart. You have the choices of masks or operas. Masks or operas?
Awful categories. Masks. Masks.
Masks. All right. Masks. All right. I'll start that 60-second timer after I complete the first question. All right. So, Roihart, your category is masks. Your first question is term for a costume party at which masks are worn.
Masquerade.
Yes, that is correct. Next question. On what date of the year do children commonly wear masks?
Halloween.
Yeah, that is correct. Next question. What type of mask was issued to people in England in 1939?
Gas mask.
That is correct. Next question. In what two major sports does only one person normally wear a mask? What two major sports? One person normally wear a mask.
Baseball and hockey?
Yes, that is correct. Next question. In this 1998 film, Leonardo DiCaprio portrays King Louis XIV.
The Sun King.
Incorrect. Next question. Yeah, in what Olympic sport do all participants wear a mask?
Fencing.
That is correct. Next question. Term for a plaster cast of a face.
Mold.
Incorrect. Next question. This headgear covering the whole head is also known as a ski mask.
Helmet.
Incorrect. Next question. Who... And I did get the beginning of this question, so I'll finish it for you and give you a chance to answer. Who wrote the short story The Mask of the Red Death? Who wrote that short story, The Mask of the Red Death?
I am going to George Orwell. A wild guess.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Edgar Allan Poe is correct. Yes. All right. And that'll do it for the speed rounds. And now we enter into the redemption buzzer round. So all the incorrectly answered questions here will be up for grabs for any school to answer. And I will be asking these in the same order that they appeared during the speed round. So I will announce every time I clear the buzzers for the question. And you can buzz in before I begin asking the question if you've memorized the order of the questions. All right. So I will clear the buzzers for the first question. Name the state whose former capitals were Kaskaskia and Vandalia. All right, we have Finn from Roy Hart.
Kentucky,
no. North Tonawanda or Medina, a chance at this. All right, we have Sam from North Tonawanda.
Florida,
no. Alex from Medina.
Washington,
no. We were looking for Illinois on that one. I will clear the buzzers. All right, and already we have Finn from Roy Hart.
Alaska
is correct. The question was, which U.S. state has the longest foreign border? Alaska is correct. 10 points there to Roy Hart, clearing the buzzers for the next question now. All right, again, Finn from Roy Hart.
Oklahoma,
no. The Ozark Plateau forms the upper part of which U.S. state? And we have Delaney from North Tonawanda.
Oregon,
no. And Medina, now a chance at this. The Ozark Plateau forms the upper part of which U.S. state? I know it. Give you a moment before we move on. All right, Alex from Medina.
Minnesota,
nope. We were looking for Arkansas. All right, clearing the buzzers. All right. In what state would you find the J. Paul Getty Museum? In what state would you find... All right, we have Richie from North Tonawanda.
Pennsylvania,
no. All right, a Finn from Roy Hart.
California?
Yeah, California is correct. 10 points there to Roy Hart. All right, on to the next question. I will clear the buzzers. All right, and Finn from Roy Hart.
Bended
is correct. Yeah, the question was, you may propose to your beloved on this kind of knee. Bended, 10 points there to Roy Hart. All right, clearing the buzzers. Darned socks. Give this one a moment before we move on. All right, we're going to... Oh, and we got, let's see, Finn from Roy Hart.
Lended,
no.
I tried.
And North Tonawanda or Medina, give you a moment before we move on. All right, we're going to move on... Finn, you were one letter away. We were looking for mended. All right. Clearing the buzzers for the next one. All right. Added to a book's end. Dan from Medina.
Ended,
no. Delaney from North Tonawanda.
Extended,
no.
That was pretty good.
And Roy Hart, a chance at this. Give you a moment. All right, we're going to move on. Both guesses were really good, but we were looking for appended. All right, next question. I will clear the buzzers. In this 1998 film, we've got Dan from Medina.
Man in the Iron Mask.
Exactly, yeah. Man in the Iron Mask. 10 points there to Medina. All right. Clearing the buzzers. All right. A term for a plaster cast of a face. Give this one a moment. All right, we're good. Oh, and we got Finn from Roy Hart.
A mask mold.
Mask mold, no.
I stand by my answer.
All right, we've got Alex from Medina.
Death mask.
Yes, death mask is what we were looking for. Also would have accepted a life mask, but death mask. Yes, 10 points there to Medina. All right, clearing the buzzers. This headgear covering the whole head is also, and we've got Richie from North Tonawanda.
Balaclava.
Yeah, exactly. Balaclava is correct. 10 points there to North Tonawanda. All right. And it looks like that does it for the redemption buzzer round. So we're going to take a short break. When we return, when we come back, we will close out the match with round three. So don't go away. This is match 19 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL. We'll be right back after these messages.
Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is proud to bring you the 2024 Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Wishing the best to all of the participating schools, their coaches, and the Scholastic Bowl teams. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union offers the community great products and services like checking, savings accounts, a first-time auto buyer program, and the student credit card. Parents and grandparents, ask one of Niagara's Choice representatives about how you can help teach good financial responsibility with a basic youth share savings account. Plus, Niagara's Choice FCU has great loan rates and an easy loan process. So, stop into one of their locations and meet with one of their member services representatives today. Or you can visit niagaraschoice.org. Find out why Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is truly where you belong. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union. Serving the community for over 70 years, and now serving both Niagara and Erie counties. Visit niagaraschoice.org.
Cusimano's Pizzeria, weekday special. Every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, all day long, get an extra large 18-inch cheese pizza for only $15.99. What a great deal.
That's right, an extra large 18-inch cheese pizza for only $15.99 at all locations, Lockport, Medina, and Brockport.
You will love their pizza, made with the freshest and finest ingredients every day. Cusimano's has real roast beef, plus so much more.
Check out CusimanosPizza.com or find them on Facebook. Delivery, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats.
This is your smiling guy here for Tradio. From 9:15 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, you can sell your goodies. Three items, doesn't matter how much you want to charge. It's all great here on Tradio. And you can send me emails if you don't want to get on the radio. Tradio at WLVL.com. Tradio at WLVL.com. Your smiling guy is well on his way to becoming the world's best friend. And I look forward to seeing you on the radio.
Tradio, weekday mornings from 9 to 10 on WLVL 1340 a.m. The Ramsey Show.
Need advice on a conversation with his family so that we're not supporting his mom and four siblings.
There's not a conversation you're going to have with his family that's going to go well. Decide what you're going to send and send it, and if they don't want to be a part of your life, that stinks, I know. But you cannot make his family self-reliant.
If the relationship is hinging on a paycheck, then there was no relationship.
The Ramsey Show, weeknights 9 to midnight on WLVL.
Hi, Doug Stephan here, the host of the Good Day program, heard every morning here on WLVL. What a great way for you to spend some time, if I do say so myself. Join Jay Kirshner and me as we go big and small, up and down, in and out. Lots of fun, lots of serious conversation about the issues of the day, things that matter to you. And then you can share with us why it's important. Good Day radio program, Doug Stephan, Jay Kirshner, weekday mornings 10 to noon here on WLVL.
Time to get back to the action. Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
Welcome back. You're listening to 1340 AM WLVL. We are live with match 19 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. I'm your host, Derek Evans, and we have just finished rounds 1 and 2. The current scorers, Roy Hart maintains their lead with 140, followed by North Tonawanda 120 and Medina 95. Once again, Roy Hart 140. North Tonawanda 120, Medina 95, and we have one more round to go. Round three is a buzzer round similar to round one, except now there are 8 buzzer questions up for grabs and worth 10 points each. And after every single correctly answered question, there will be a bonus question worth 20 points. Let's get started here with round three. All right, our first buzzer question for 10 points. Radio waves characteristically bounce off which atmospheric layer? Which atmospheric layer? Do And that is Richie from North Tonawanda.
Ozone?
Ozone, no. All right, so Medina, Roy Hart, a chance at this. Maddie from Medina.
The troposphere?
Troposphere, no. And Roy Hart, a chance at this one before we move on. Radio waves characteristically bounce off which atmospheric layer? All right, Finn from Roy Hart.
The biosphere?
Biosphere, nope. We were looking for ionosphere. Ionosphere. All right, next question. For 10 points, what five-letter word is used to describe an unwanted disturbance within a useful frequency band in a communication channel? Once again, what five-letter word? Right, we have Finn from Roy Hart.
Noise.
Noise, yes, is correct. 10 points there. To Roy Hart, and a chance at a bonus question. So this is just for you, Roy Hart, for 20 possible points. Thucydides not only fought in this 5th century BC war, he wrote a history of it. Name the conflict. I'll spell that for you. Thucydides. Thucydides not only fought in this 5th century BC war, he wrote a history of it. I'll give you 10 seconds to discuss. All right, Finn, do you got an answer?
The Greco-Persian Wars.
Greco-Persian Wars? Nope, we're looking for Peloponnesian Wars on that one. All right, back to a buzzer question. All right, 4-10 points open to anyone here. It allowed Netherlands and Switzerland to become independent republics. Religious freedom was given to the Calvinists and Lutherans in Germany, signed by Spain, France, Sweden, the Holy Empire, Holy Roman Empire, and the Netherlands. This 17th century series of treaties was called the Blank of Blank. All right, we have Dan from Medina.
The Edict of Nantes.
Edict of Nantes, no. It allowed Netherlands and Switzerland to become independent republics. Religious freedom was given to the Calvinists and Lutherans in Germany, signed by Spain, France, Sweden, the Holy Roman Empire, and the Netherlands. This 17th century series of treaties was called the Blank of Blank. So Roy Hart and North Tonawanda, chance at this. We have Finn from Roy Hart.
The Treaty of Worms.
Treaty of Worms, no. And North Tonawanda, a chance at this before we move on. All right, Sam from North Tonawanda.
Treaty of Versailles.
Treaty of Versailles, nope. We were looking for the Peace of Westphalia. Peace of Westphalia. All right, next question. For 10 points, what region of the British Isles is the setting for Richard Llewellyn's How Green Was My Valley? What region of the British Isles? All right, Finn from Roy Hart.
Scotland.
Scotland, no. Leaves North Tonawanda or Medina. A chance at this. All right, Delaney from North Tonawanda.
Wales.
Wales is correct. Yes, 10 points there to North Tonawanda. And a chance at a 20-point bonus question. So this is just for you, North Tonawanda, for 20 possible points. A well-known aria from La Traviata is Sempre Libera. Translate Sempre Libera. I'll spell it for you. S-E-M-P-R-E. And Libera is L-I-B-E-R-A. I'll give you...
Oh. Always liberty?
Always liberty. The answer is always free. I'll turn to the coaches. Is that close enough? Yes, close enough. All right. So 20 points there to North Tonawanda. And we return to a buzzer question. All right, back to a buzzer question here for 10 points. Paul spent 18 months preaching there, a seaport located on an isthmus between the Adriatic and Aegean Seas. It became an infamous place of dissolution. Name this Greek city where Paul converted. All right, and we have Delaney from North Tonawanda.
Crete?
Crete, no. Name this Greek city where Paul converted Crispus, was brought before Proconsul Gallio and met Aquila and Priscilla. All right, we have Dan from Medina.
Corinth.
Corinth is correct. Yeah, 10 points there to Medina and a chance at a 20-point bonus question. So this is just for you, Medina, for 20 possible points. In January of this year, the Bleeding Kansas government was declared to be in rebellion by President Pierce. In May, Lawrence was sacked. In August, pro-slavery forces won the Battle of Osawatomie. The Know-Nothing Party divided in two, in which year, when Northern members abandoned it to protest its endorsement of the Kansas-Nebraska Act. So we're looking for a year, specific year. I'll give you 10 seconds to discuss.
1856.
1856 is exactly correct. Yeah, 20 points there to Medina. All right, back to a buzzer question. All right, 4-10 points here. While not admitting it has nuclear weapons, Israel has... All right, and we have Alex from Medina.
Egypt,
no. Israel has aggressively tried to prevent hostile nations in the region, such as this one, from gaining nuclear arms. All right, we have Sam from North Tonawanda.
Palestine,
no. That leaves Reuhart a chance at this one. While the existence of nuclear arms in this nation has not been proven, they have engaged in extensive chemical warfare, including the Al-Anfal campaign, headed by a man who came to be known as Chemical Ali, which may have killed as many as 100,000 civilians. Which nation did Israel bomb in 1981 to destroy a nuclear breeder reactor? Which nation? And Reuhart has a chance to buzz in on this one. I'll give you a moment. All right, Finn from Reuhart.
Jordan,
no, we're looking for Iraq on that one. All right, and back to a buzzer question. All right, 4-10 points open to anyone. Its official languages are Spanish and English. What island, after whose name the deepest trench in the Atlantic Ocean is named? All right, we have Richie from North Tonawanda.
Mariana,
no. Is the easternmost of the Greater Antilles. So, what island, after whose name the deepest trench in the Atlantic Ocean is named, is the easternmost of the Greater Antilles? Its official languages are Spanish and English. What is the name of that island? And Medina and Reuhart, a chance at this. All right, we have Alex from Medina.
Puerto Rico
is correct. Yeah, and that deepest trench in the Atlantic Ocean, the Puerto Rico Trench. All right, so 10 points there. To Medina and a chance at a 20-point bonus question. So this is just for you, Medina, for 20 possible points. Compute the length of any great circle on the surface of a sphere of radius 1/2. Once again, compute the length of any great circle on the surface of a sphere of radius 1/2. I'll give you 10 seconds to try to calculate.
Pi
is correct. Yeah. 20 points there to Medina. All right. And back to our final buzzer question here. All right. Final buzzer question for 10 points. This word can precede of confidence, of contract, or of the peace. All right. And we have Delaney from North Tonawanda.
Breach
is correct. 10 points there to North Tonawanda and a chance at a 20-point bonus question. So this is just for you, North Tonawanda, for 20 possible points. In Greek mythology, she was worshipped as the mother of all things. She was the daughter of Chaos and the mother and wife of both Uranus and Pontus. What is her name?
Gaia
is correct. Yeah, 20 points there to North Tonawanda, and that'll do it for round three. So that concludes our final round here in match 19 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. We're going to take another short break, and when we return, we will announce the winner of this evening's match. You're listening to 1340 AM WLVL. We'll be right back after these messages.
Middleport Tractor, serving their customers for over 50 years, and they're proud to be a member of your community. Thank you to all of our customers, from Dave, Chris, and Jim. Middleport Tractor is best known for their top-notch sales and service departments with an excellent supply of original parts and accessories. Middleport Tractor, a local business that cares about customer satisfaction. Shop their store, located on Route 31 in Middleport, or visit MiddleportTractor.net. Wishing the best to this year's Scholastic Bowl competitors. Go Reuhart!
Celebrating 50 years of business in Niagara County, Confer Plastics manufactures a wide variety of consumer goods. You can buy their popular patio furniture at leisureaccents.com. Their classic snow sleds can be found at theretroracer.com. And all of their products are proudly made in the USA, and your purchase supports 150 hardworking families. Confer Plastics, celebrating 50 years of business in Niagara County. ConferPlastics.com.
Genesee, your path with GCC. GCC offers number one value for a community college in Western New York. 75 plus academic programs that are transferable too. Hands-on training in their state-of-the-art labs for solar electric technician, criminal justice, and healthcare. On-campus student housing. Registration is now open. Apply for free online at genesee.edu/apply. Start your journey today.
Going where other radio stations don't dare tread. The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano. You'll hear about paranormal activity, in-depth analysis of the news of the day, with stories that didn't make it to the front page, and much more. From the obscure to the intelligent to the absurd. The only guarantee is you won't know what's coming next. The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano. Weeknights, overnights, 1 to 5 a.m. on Hometown WLVL, 1340 a.m.
Austin Zender here, driver of the Discount Tire, number 2 Ford Mustang, and 2022 NASCAR Cup Series Rookie of the Year. Having the right tire pressure on the racetrack is crucial to my success. Tire pressure is also critical to keeping you safe on the road. Whether it's for safe stopping distances in all seasons or getting the best gas mileage, you want to keep your vehicle's tires properly inflated. Check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Want to save money and support local business at the same time? Then tune in to Dial-A-Deal every Saturday morning, 7 to 10 on WLVL. Get great deals for your favorite local businesses. Save on pizza, wings, spa treatments, oil changes, clothing, and flowers, just to name a few. Who doesn't love saving money and supporting local business? Just get that dialing finger ready and call in when you hear the deal you want. You do the dialing, we'll do the dealing. That's Dial-A-Deal every Saturday morning, 7 to 10 on WLVL. Streaming live at WLVL.com.
United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and America's largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal law enforcement agencies through our many varied programs, including free safety equipment donations, free officer survival training, cash donations, and condolence letters to the family of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty. USDSA also offers college scholarships for the dependent children of law enforcement, along with the Citizen Awareness Program and thank you cards to law enforcement. These are just some of the ways United States Deputy Sheriff's Association assists America's law enforcement and the citizens they serve. For more information about United States Deputy Sheriff's Association or to see how you can help, visit www.usdeputy.org. United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, taking training to the next level because lives are on the line.
Did you miss your favorite WLVL show today? Listen to all of our programming on demand anytime.
Online at WLVL.com. WLVL.com.
Hear Wake Up Niagara's featured daily interviews, Tradio, Doug Steffen's Good Day Show, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Dave Ramsey, and much more. On demand at your convenience, just a click away. Go to WLVL.com and click podcast.
WLVL.com.
Always on, always on demand.
WLVL.com. Click podcasts.
Class is back in session. Welcome back to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
We are back with the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL. I'm your host, Derek Evans. I want to give one more big thank you to our sponsors for this match, Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, Confer Plastics. Thank you to those sponsors for making this all possible. And thank you to Cornerstone Arena for supplying public skate tickets and ice jam tickets to all the participants tonight. All right, so after three exciting rounds, we have our final scores. And I will say this might be the closest closest game that we've had so far this season. It came down to that final question. The schools were all within 5 points by the final question, and the winner was determined by the final question. And so today in third place, we have Roy Hart with 150. Second place, Medina, 155. And that means today's champion. Congratulations, North Tonawanda. You end the match with 180 after that bonus question there. So probably our highest scoring match as well, with all three teams scoring 150 or more points. Very impressive, very exciting, and an indicator that, really the championship match there, the final match, it's really anyone's game at this point. So that's very exciting. I want to check in with Randy real quick, our producer Randy, with his favorite fact of the match. Hey, Randy.
Hey, I don't know if I've had a favorite fact tonight, but I was really upset in the second round. You had a question about masks, and
the mask. Yeah.
I had Darth Vader down as one of the possible answers, and it did not come up. So,
yeah, that's a good point. Darth Vader would have been a good answer for one of those questions for the mask category. I wonder if maybe we'll see a masks part two. Probably not, though. But if there were a mask part two category, Darth Vader surely would be on that. All right. Well, thank you, Randy. And quick note here, as we look forward, we've got, tomorrow we have Roy Hart will be returning and seeking vengeance as they play Lockport and Wilson. And then next week we have midwinter recess, so we're off all of next week. And then the week after that, the final week of February, is our final week of the season. We've got matches on the 27th, 28th, and a doubleheader on the 29th. And that 29th will be our last day of the season. And then the schools are pretty much vying for the best spots in terms of ranking. The school that ends the season at the first seed will get an automatic spot in the final, which will be Wednesday, March 6th. And seeds 2, 3, and 4 will be fighting it out in the playoff on March 5th, which means the seeds, 5, 6, and 7 and 8 will be eliminated from the postseason. That playoff on March 5th will have seeds 2, 3, 4 battling it out for that spot in the final. And another sort of small detail is for the playoff, round 2, the order of round 2 will be determined by the seed. So a second seed will go first in round 2, regardless of points in round 1. Then the third seed will go, and then the fourth seed will go. So that gives schools a little added incentive to try to sort of end the season at a slightly higher ranking if possible. And then, of course, that final on Wednesday, March 6th, will be the first seed versus the winner of the playoff. And we're playing for that $1,000 grand prize again this year. So that's very exciting. That's a look at the rest of the season. Once again, our next match will be tomorrow when Roy Hart returns to face off against Lockport and Wilson. So tune in for that. Once again, tonight's score, North Tonawanda 180, Medina 155, and Roy Hart 150. If you want to check the scores, the calendar, the rankings, or listen to any previous episodes of Scholastic Bowl, just go to WLVL.com/Scholastic-Bowl. We've got it all there on that webpage. All right. That'll do it for tonight. This is 1340 AM WLVL. I'm Derek Evans, and please have a great night, everyone.
I am the very model of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the facts historical from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical.
You've been listening to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Brought to you by Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Confer Plastics, and Middleport Tractor. For the complete season schedule and standings, go to WLVL.com.